We're about to begin a new series of shiurim. The topic I want to speak about is the role of a dibur in halacha, both in terms of mitzvahs, in terms of chalosim, in terms of averus, in terms of what exactly is the status of dibur, what is the definition of dibur. So similar to where we spent a lot of time talking about what the definition of achila is, and try to touch on kol tarakula as much as we can, so too in the realm of dibur we try to touch on different areas of dimensions in halacha that dibur plays out. So the first area that dibur becomes critical is in terms of mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are called mitzvahs shebidibur, but the Torah requires of us to say certain words, so just a few of them that come to mind. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the Dibartabam, according to some, the mitzvah of Tefillah, Birchas HaMazon is a mitzvah of dibur, Zechiras HaMalach is a mitzvah of dibur, so you have many, many mitzvahs of dibur, Kiddush, and all mitzvahs shebidibur, which are mitzvahs min HaTorah. Then you have other mitzvahs shebidibur, which are mitzvahs min HaRabbanan. You have Kriyas HaMegillah, and Kriyas HaHalel, and Brachas. So the concept of doing a mitzvah with dibur, with speech, is something that permeates both the world of the Isis, as well as the world of the HaRabbanan. So the question we have to ask ourselves, a fundamental question, what precisely constitutes dibur in halacha? What meets the criteria of being dibur? So the Gemara is a sugya in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, concerning the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We'll use that as a prototype of a mitzvah derais of dibur, as the Torah does say the word for Dibar Tabam. The question becomes whether one actually requires dibur, or whether we can substitute a halachic principle called hear or kedibur dama. Can we say that whenever the Torah requires of us to say something, it's not necessary for us to actually utter it with our lips, but as long as the person is thinking through something, that's also good. Hear or kedibur dama. So the Gemara raises the question, do we say here a kedibur dami? Do we say here a lav kedibur dami? If kamina ladina, if kamina love of their eyes, can a person be yaitse Kriya Shema with just thinking the words of Kriya Shema without actually uttering the words? If kamina bechasamaz and kiddush, etc. Whenever the Torah requires dibur, do we say here is kedibur? Do we say here is lav kedibur dami? So the fashas and the maskara sagamara is that here is lav kedibur dami. That's the we assume halacha, and the rabbi John the poskim assume that's a dim in haTorah. Some will suggest that maybe takamin haTorah you can be yaitse with here. But we assume that even with the Raisa, most probably you're not Yotze. So therefore, if a person just comes by Kriya Shema, he sits around and he looks at the words of the Siddur, just thinks and he concentrates and he says in his mind, Shema Yisrael, so he would not fulfill the mitzvah. He comes to benching, Kiddush, etc. One would not fulfill the mitzvah. Even though we assume that Hirur is a lav kedibur dami, that's assuming that there was a requirement of dibur in the first place. So the original machlokes is in Kriya Shema, where it seems pretty clear the editor does use the phrase the dibar tabam b'shachav of tumecha. So then you can pilpul hirur, yes, kedibur, not kedibur dami, but the starting point is that you require dibur. Are all mitzvahs the same? We rattled off a lot of mitzvahs at the beginning. We said kiddush, we said mechsemozod, and tefillah. We said a lot of mitzvahs, and we were all lumping them together with Kriya Shema, working with the assumption that they are all mitzvah shebidibur, and then we have to discuss, is here a kedibur dami? Maybe our premise was not correct. Maybe some of those mitzvahs that are on that list were never really mitzvah shebidibur in the first place. Because if you look carefully, the Torah doesn't use the lashon dibur in all that many places in the Chumash. I don't think except for creation. I don't think any of them have the lush of dibur. So the question is, why did we even start with the assumption that there's a mitzvah of dibur and all of those mitzvahs? So the truth is that it's really a pelah, because the Gemara never really spells out for us the answer to this question. Take, for example, the mitzvah of kiddush. So there's no question that kiddush is a mitzvah in haTorah. Zochas of Shabbos, the Kadsho, the Gemara says explicitly in Brachas of Chav, from Sachem Kuvav, that refers to the mitzvah of reciting kiddush. Yet it's unclear how did Chazal know that the mitzvah of Kiddush requires dibur in the first place. After all, if you were asking me, I'd say the word zochar, zechira, doesn't mean dibur. The word zechira means to think. So how did the word of Chazal make this jump, that the mitzvah of zochar means dafka words? You have to actually pronounce, you have to actually say the words of Kiddush. So the Shagas Aryeh throws his hands up and he says that it must be based on another Gemara, it must be based on the Gemara Maseches Megillah, but the Gemara discusses at least the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisei, say, Zochar, Zechiras HaMolek, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Zochar Bepeh. And when the Torah says Zechira, that means Bepeh, you have to say the words. Yochol, how do you know Bepeh? Maybe it's Belev. Maybe Zechira means Belev. Like Akash on Kiddush. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, Tamalom lo Sishkach. It says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to forget a Molek. So that teaches us, we already know that's Belev. Shikcha is obviously Belev. So since the Torah already warns us not to forget a Molek, I already forget out on my own that I have to remember a Molek Belev. So what's the significance of Zohar? What's the added dimension of Zohar? It must be that Zechira is teaching us it has to be even Bepeh. Ad kan Debir Gemara. So the emphasis of the Gemara is Takapella, because the Gemara starts off by saying the only way I know that Zechira means repair is because otherwise it would have been synonymous with Losishkach, Azma. So it would have been synonymous with Losishkach. So it would have been an Asay and a Losasay. Why is that radically different than not doing Malach on Shabbos? When you don't do Malach on Shabbos, so you're Mekayim and Asay, and you're not violating a Losasay. When you refrain from Malach on Yontif, so you're Mekayim and Asay of Shabbason, and you're refraining from a Losa Say. Reb Chaim claims, according to the Rambam, that's by Rav Motzen Tashbisu, or also, when you don't have Chavetz, so then you're fulfilling the mitzvah Say of Tashbisu, and you're not violating by Rav Motzen, it's all the same thing. So we have countless times in Halacha, where the Torah gives us basically the exact same mitzvah, one Beloshen Asay and one Beloshen Losa Say. So why couldn't we have conceived that that's what a Malach is also? Because the Torah is saying, just don't forget a Malach in your heart. Zohar a Malach, Losishkach a Malach. It's all the same thing. How does Chazal know that often the fact that Losishkach exists, see from here that Zechir is Bepeh. So it's not a Pel on the Gemara, but the Mice the Gemara says it. Whatever the answer to that Kash is, must be a good answer. But the Gemara is the favorite that that's a Dibin HaTorah, that Zechir is a Malach requires a Peh. Whether it requires Sefer Torah, Bindin, and everything else to embellish on it, that's already a Pasha Zohar Shah, not for now. But the basic mitzvah Zechira of a Malach for sure requires Peh. So Shagasai says it must be that Chazal must have had some kind of a tradition that the other Zechiris are similar. That Zohar Shem Shabbos Tekacho must also be, it's also a day of Zechira. Was there an official formal Gezerah Shava, Zechira, Zechira? It's hard to know. The Gemara never tells us that. Can't make up a Gezerah Shava on our own. But there must have been some tradition, some Tashem Mafeh that explained to us that just as Zechira Sabalik is Bepeh, so too Zechira Shabbos is Bepeh. And so too Zechira Satyas Mitzrayim is Bepeh. Whenever there's a mitzvah Zechira, so it always means the word Lizkor in Halacha doesn't mean to remember, it really means to mention. When more Lashon HaKlal Hazkiyah, we would say today. So it must be that this is part of the Tashem HaPeh, all derived perhaps from Zechira Sabolik. So remember how you slice it, this is clearly a Dibur HaTorah, that Kiddush requires Zechira. So we start with the same starting point as Kriya Shema. Since Zechira Sabolik, Zechira Siz Mitzrayim, Zechira Kiddush, all these mitzvahs are basically mitzvah Shem B'Dibur, even though the word Dibur doesn't appear explicitly in the Chumash. So you raise the same question, is Hira K'Dibur Dabur? The answer is no. So we pass K'Dibur as Lav K'Dibur Dabur, therefore one will not be a Tzid Mitzvah. Are there any possible exceptions to this rule? Are there any mitzvahs that the Torah gives us which maybe hero would be good enough? Maybe machshava would be good enough? So the Magen Avraham has a shayla about the mitzvah of tefillah. We know that the mitzvah of tefillah is a big question in the Rishonim. What exactly the Torah requirement of tefillah is? The Gemara in Tainus and Avdeis tells us, "Ula'avdu v'chal levavchem, eizu aveda shebelev." So there's no question that there's some kind of a something of tefillah, some kind of a mitzvah. What's unclear is how often, when does this mitzvah take place? So the Rambam has his famous sheet where the Rambam writes in the beginning of his tefillah that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to daven every day. There's a mitzvah that you're asked to daven once a day, every day. You don't have to daven Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to daven with a minyan, you don't have to daven three times a day, but once a day, every day, there's a mitzvah to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the bare bones mitzvah that you're asked of tefillah. Then, in the days of Bayis Sheni, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset Gedol elaborated upon it, instituted a particular nusach tefillah, zman tefillah, everything, of course, the whole format of tefillah that we have, zman hazeh. But the original mitzvah that you're asked of tefillah was to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam once a day, every day. And the Ramban says even that's not true. The Ramban says the only mitzvah d'arais of tefillah is only a mitzvah be'eis tzara. If you have a particular need, a particular tzarech, then there's a mitzvah to approach a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What's the mokor for that? So the Ramban says it's a different mokor. It's based on the blowing of the chatzaitzeres. Just as the Torah tells us, when you have a shas tzara, v'chisavom v'chalom bi'artzachem atzara tzareschem, it's a war, it's a famine, it's a plague, whatever it is. So then there's a mitzvah to blow chatzaitzeres. What do you have to blow chatzaitzeres for? Well, it's time to make noise. So the Torah says the blowing is always associated with davening, with approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Pasuk explicitly. The Torah says explicitly that the role of the chatzaitzeres is to bring out memories to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring our needs in front of the Kisei HaKavod. So the Ramban says that's exactly what tefillah is also. So obviously if the Torah gives us a mitzvah of blowing chatzaitzeres b'shas tzara, it's understood that that's going to be accompanied by tefillah. That's the chatzaitzeres gufa, a type of a tefillah. So says the Ramban, if a person has a choyla, a person needs a parnosa, needs a shidduch, has a particular need, so then there's a mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah. The person wakes up in the morning, everything seems okay, so then you're not mechuyav to daven min haTorah. So what does the la'avdu b'chol levavchem mean according to the Ramban? So the Ramban says he doesn't think the la'avdu b'chol levavchem really refers to tefillah altogether. He thinks the Gemara in Tainus is an asmach to be alma, it's only mid the Rabbanon. The Gemara is tacking on the mitzvah of tefillah to la'avdu b'chol levavchem. What is the simple reading of the B'chalavavchem? So the Ramban says he thinks what it means is you're supposed to do mitzvahs b'kavana. Like we spoke about one of the earlier sugyas about mitzvahs tzichas kavana. So the Ramban says that that's what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is not a mitzvah prati, it's not a particular mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah to get up, open a sitter into daven. Love the B'chalavavchem means that when you do mitzvahs, you should do them paying attention to what you're doing. You shouldn't do mitzvahs just stop. You should do mitzvahs l'shem mitzvah. You should do mitzvahs with the proper intent, with the proper machshavas, proper slavas. That's what love the B'chalavavchem means. But it doesn't mean a particular new mitzvah called tefillah. If there's any mitzvah tefillah at all in the Torah, so it's learned out from the Tekiyas Chatzotzes. So that's a big question in the Rishon. What exactly is this tefillah d'oraisa? Let's assume for the Rambam for a minute that that's what the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham claims that we really pass it like the Rambam, because the Magen Avraham himself is Miyashiv, Dominican in Europe, that the women generally didn't daven. Most women didn't daven Shmuel Esrei. So the Mishnah says Nashim Chayavos B'Tfila. So the Magen Avraham says no. What that Mishnah means is like this: Nashim Chayavos B'Tfila. The Mishnah is not talking about the Chi of the Rabban of Shmuel Esrei. That type of women of Tur. It's a mitzvah. Says Shazman Grava. You can't daven Shachas in the afternoon. You can't daven Ma'ariv in the morning. You have to daven at the right times. So the mitzvah of Shmuel Esrei is Taka mitzvah Esrei Shazman Grava. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Nashim Chayavos B'Tfila? That means Nashim Chayavos Min HaTorah and Tfila. But the women's chiyuv tefillah is like men's chiyuv tefillah by Shvisha. The same way that before the days of Ezra, before the days of Vaisheni, so tefillah d'oraisa just meant talking to the Rabban Shalom, whatever you have to say at any given time of the day. The Rambam's version of tefillah, that's what tefillah is for women in Tavshinah and Gimel as well. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes. That's why in Poland, where he came from, the women weren't davening by Ezra. They were just talking to the Rabban Shalom. So whenever a woman had any tzarech, so the Magen Avraham says, what Jewish woman doesn't talk to the Rabban Shalom once a day? She says something, she says bakasha, tefillah, perket hillam, or something, or other, she speaks to the Rabban Shalom. That's the chi of tefillah d'oraisa, and that's good enough for women. So the Magen Avraham claims that we paskin like this Rambam. The later Rachmarim disagree. The Shemzai, the Shavur paskins against this Magen Avraham. They write that we should encourage women to daven Shmoneh Esrei. That we don't really follow this Rambam. We follow the Ramban. That the Chiyuv Tefillah is probably not really Min HaTorah every day. And and therefore, when the Mishnah says Noshim Chiyuv Tefillah, it is referring to the Shmoneh Esrei that we, Hilchos Tefillah in the Mishnah means Tefillah, we call Tefillah, the Lamaisa Dikat Tefillah, Mishabur's version of Tefillah, means Damish Shmoneh Esrei. So when the Mishnah says Noshim Chiyuv Tefillah, it means that Mamish Chiyuv Tefillah. It's the Zman Grama. So if you look at the Gemara in Bracha, so our gears in the Gemara is that the Gemara asked that question, and the Gemara answered that question by saying tefillah is rachamim, that tefillah is an exception to the rule. The same way that they have to bench, and there is Chanukah, and they have to read the Megillah, and during Talak Kaisis, because those are exceptions to the rule for other reasons. Afein hayav yosel aneis. Shmoneh Esrei is an exception to the rule because it's bakashas terachamim, bakashas rachamim, and women need rachamim as well. So the way most of the later Rechavarim paskin, that when the Mishnah says Noshim Chavis B'Tefillah, the Mishnah means like the Ramban's version of Noshim Chavis B'Tefillah, and therefore we should be encouraging our women to daven all the time. So that's what we try to do. That's what all the schools teach the girls. They should daven Shacharis in the morning, they should daven Mincha. Comes to Meir, if the Mishnah Brewer's make, he says, Tefillah Tzavis for sure, so no, whatever that means. One of was Rav Zev last night, and we went to Shal Shudas, and then he came back, so he said, Mr. Meir, he missed Meir with Abraham, missed Meir here. So after made Abdullah, so he said to Rav Zev, you have to daven Meir. So he said to me, oh, come on, do I really have to daven Meir? So I said, well, I didn't want to explain to him. I just said under my breath, it feels average for sure, but Dachos, you better go down Meir. So he was trying to be Mefalpel, that maybe he doesn't have to daven Meir. But I don't know whether he did or not, but that was at least I told him to count Sphere. If he misses Meir, all right, so tomorrow night he'll make it up. But if he misses Sphere, then he'll be upset the whole Sphere. So whether he said Kriyashma or not, we rely on Rashi, Rishas, and Chach. There's Machlegis and Rishonim and Brachas, whether there's Chinuch on Kriyashma. So many of the Rishonim say, why not? We're doing then Pots and Sukh and everything else. So Rashi says, no, there's no Chinuch and Kriyashma. You know why? Because until you track your kid down as my Kriyashma, it's hard to, you never know where your kid is at any given time. Once a year, Pesach, you track, even then, you did. He missed the Yafikoyim in the shul. We spoke about that, but Kriyashma is such a tough mitzvah to be mechanic of kids on. You never know when they're coming and going at any given time. So Rashi said he gave you a break. You don't have to do chinuch and Kriyashma. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Falskim say we should try not to rely on that Rashi, but in the world of reality, we sometimes fall back on that Rashi. Okay, anyway, that was an aside. Getting back to this,
So the Chiyuv then, according to Rabban, the Chiyuv is always in the
Drabanan. Right, the daily tefillah is only with the Rabban. Right, the daily tefillah is with the Rabbanan, but the Shas Esat Tzarech is a din deraisa. The Shas Tzarech is a din deraisa.
So the women's
Chiyuv
and tefillah nowadays, that's Shmoneh Esrei.
Is the Rabbanan. It's the same as men. Men is also on the Rabbanan. It's also with the Rabbanan. Right. So getting back to the story, but let's assume for a moment like the Rambam's version, like the simple reading of the Gemara in Tainis, that there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Tefillah, of the B'chol Levavchem. So the Magen Avraham is a shayla, because we know that when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say the words. There's no question, you can't just get up and look at the sitter. You have to say the words. But the Magen Avraham's not sure, is that a din min Torah, is that a din min Rabbanan? Maybe in a level of the Araisa, the mitzvah of Tefillah is Takul of the B'chol Levavchem. So it says in the Chumash, B'chol Levavchem. So Ezu Avedi Shemalev, that means literally that Tefillah just means to think the words, to think about the Rosh Hashanah, to think what you want from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of the Araisa of Tefillah. The fact that we, Lemaisa, say words, that's maybe only mid the Rabbanan. So he's not sure. He thinks, so maybe, no, maybe, according to the Rambam, Tefillah is a mitzvah Shemadibur. Either Torah says B'chol Levavchem. So the Torah formulates it as B'chol Levavchem to teach us that we have to have Kavanah when we daf, and other reasons why the Torah uses a strange phrase, B'chol Levavchem. But the Torah doesn't mean to say that you don't require Diba min HaTorah. So here's a shas, Tzorchi and the Magen Avraham. What's the din derais? What's the model derais of Tefillah? Tefillah, like Kriyishma, like Birch Tzamazel, like Kiddush, like Skirus HaMalek, it's a mitzvah sheba Diba min HaTorah. Or do you say, no, that on a level of derais, Tefillah is not really a mitzvah sheba Diba. The fact that we require Diba, that's only a chiyuv mitzvah Rabbanu. So there is one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, when he, one of the Balei Taisas, the Rimi Kravil, when he enumerates the Mitzvahs HaTorah, so he has a very unique way of categorizing the mitzvahs. So he lists off the mitzvahs according to the Evarei HaGuf, which the mitzvah is done with. All the mitzvahs that you do with your hands, 50 mitzvahs with your hands, 50 mitzvahs with your feet, 50 mitzvahs with your heart, 50 mitzvahs with your mouth, 50 mitzvahs with your ear, all the different mitzvahs that are done with different parts of the guf. So that's the way he categorizes the mitzvahs. So he, interestingly enough, he lists the mitzvah of tefillah in the mitzvah shebalev. He doesn't list it with the mitzvah shebedibur. He lists it with the mitzvah of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yichud Hashem, and Ve'ahavta Asa Shemelekecha, Ve'ahavta Recha Kameicha, all the mitzvah shebalev. So he throws in there the mitzvah shebalev, the mitzvah of tefillah, all the B'chol Levavchem. I don't know if the Magen Avraham had access to the smak, but that's what it sounds like a little bit, that the smak is saying, that taka on a level of the araisa, it's defined as a mitzvah that you perform with your heart, because you don't really perform with your mouth. Your mouth is not really critical, min ha-Torah. Mid rabbanan, you have to say the words, but min ha-Torah, you'd be yaitzi with machshava alone. So kofanim, there are certain mitzvahs that are clearly mitzvah shebe dibur, like kriyishma, where the Torah says it explicitly. There are other mitzvahs like Parshas HaMolek and Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon, where for whatever reason we figured out that those are also clearly mitzvah shebe dibur. And then you have some which may be borderline, may actually not be mitzvah shebe dibur. Uberachta, yes. How did Chazal figure that out? Uberachta is probably also a lashon of dibur. A bracha usually is associated with an actual speaking. When the Torah speaks about a mitzvah, Shabbat, or for that matter, when the Chacham Institute, other mitzvahs, brachas, and brachas Krishma, and brachas Hanen, and the mitzvah, other brachas that we recite, or Kris Halal, whatever other mitzvah, Shabbat, that we recite, so there is a fundamental question that the Gemara raises in the second parak of Masechet Brachas, how exactly do you define Dibur? Let's say a person says it, but he says it's so low, he can't even hear it. So it's Karvel or Shmir Ozno. So is that considered to be a level of Dibur? Is that not considered to be a level of Dibur? So the Gemara has the Machlekes both in terms of Kriyishma and in terms of other mitzvahs. The Gemara has a whole pilpul in Maseches Brachas. Maybe it's not the same shayla. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. It's unclear. What's the issue? So one of the Tanoim Dashins that maybe we derive from the Pasuk from Shema Yisrael, that you have to be Mashmir L'Oznecha. And maybe you have to hear, and if you say the Shema, if you say the Dibarta Bambi, you weren't Mashmil Asno, so maybe that's a Chisorah. And then the Gemara says, maybe it's not only a din in Kriyishma, maybe it's a din in other brachas as well, other mitzvahs, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. Maybe that's the definition of Dibur in the Torah, in the realm of mitzvahs, that speech itself is not sufficient. It has to be Mashmil Asno, Masha, Machimotzinifit. And then the Gemara quotes another opinion that says, no, it's not true. That the word Shema doesn't mean that. Shema means to understand. It teaches us you can say another Loshoinus. It doesn't mean you have to physically, audibly hear what you're saying. So that's a machlekes HaTanaim. How do we pass in halacha? So we pass in somewhat of a strange psak. We pass in that when you say Kriyishma, for other mitzvahs for that matter, so lechatchila yitaka is supposed to be mashmil ozno. That's the proper thing to do, to say it loud enough that you hear it. But b'diavad, we pass in loishmil ozno yotzah. So b'diavad, if a person said Kriyishma, and really counted tzvira, made a bracha, a bench, sikhal, whatever it is, and he wasn't mashmil ozno. So technically speaking, we would pass in that year, I'd say, but lechatchila, you're supposed to be mashmila ozna. Why is that? Where did that din come from? If we deny those drashas and we hold that you don't really have to be mashmila ozna, so why lemaisa do we tell you to be mashmila ozna? What's the point of that? So that's Machlekes Rishonim. So the Rashban Brachas quotes from, I think, from the Ravid, if I'm not mistaken, who says that even though we paskin that one is Yaitza B'diyeva, that Mashmil Yozno, that on the level of Deraisa, you're supposed to be Mashmil Yozno. This is an example of what we call Lechatchila Deraisa. That you're supposed to, Lechatchila, Shema Kapshuto, you're supposed to say it loud enough to hear it. But B'diyeva, the Teshuvah Pet teaches us, Yaitza, anyway, even without being Mashmil Yozno, but in the perfect way of doing the mitzvah, even on the level of Deraisa, so one would be obligated to mashmil ozno. There's a real din min haTorah lechatchila to be mashmil ozno. So this is very questionable. There are rishonim who clearly wouldn't accept this because there are some rishonim who say that the whole concept of a lechatchila and a deraisa doesn't make any sense. That the Torah is very black and white. The rules of lechatchilas and b'diavad, those are very gray areas in halacha. It means lechatchila do it this way, but b'diavad you don't say without it. So the Ritva and Masechah Sukkah says that concept doesn't exist in that Torah. There's no such animal called lechatchilas and b'diavad and deraisas. If you're yotzi, you're not yotzi. If you're yotzi, then it's good lechatchila. If you're not yotzi, then you're not yotzi b'diavad. The idea of the Ravon Shalom telling you do a mitzvah in a certain manner, but it's okay if you don't do it that way, you're still yaitse. That doesn't exist in halacha. That's the famous Ritva. We spoke about this in the past. In Sukkot's time, the famous Ritva has a chiddush in Masechet Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph that the whole institution of Hidu Mitzvah is only midrabbanan. The fact that we say Zekeli Ven Veil, you have to do mitzvahs pretty. So the Ritva says that's only in Asmach, it's only a din midrabbanan. Min haTorah, you can do mitzvahs ugly also. It's also right. There's nothing wrong with doing mitzvahs in a not nice way. You yaitse min haTorah, that's fine. The Ritva says, how do I know that I'm right? Because the Gemara says the Farish and Sukkah that if you do a mitzvah, shalom b'hidura, so you yaitze b'diyavid. The Gemara's talking about if you come to shul on Sukkot, you have your lulav, your hadas, my rabbis, everything's flying all over the place. It's not tied together. So we paskin that lulav ain't tzarech eged. That min haTorah, you don't really have to tie up the lulav. The Gemara says the only reason you have to tie it is b'shun zekelim and veil. It looks like a mess. You walk in, everything's falling all over the place. So that's a lack of hidur mitzvah. So the Gemara says b'diyavid lo agda kosher. So the Ritva on the spot says that from the fact that you yaitze b'diyavid in lo agdo, you see that zekelim and veil was not ma'akev. Says the Ritva, you see from here that Zekelim and Veil was not a din deraisa. It can't be deraisa. The Gemara quotes, it's a deraisa. The Gemara says Zekelim and Veil, pasuk. So he says, no, it's not true, says the Ritva. It's only a din midirabanan. Min haTorah, there's no such din of hidden mitzvah. Because if there would have been a din of hidden mitzvah in haTorah, then it would have disqualified the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's what the Chassam Sofer has, a famous kasha. We spoke about this kasha also, this time. The Chassam Sofer is a kasha. How could you say that Zekelim and Veil, the whole pasuk Zekelim and Veil, was only midirabanan? How could that be? The Gemara in Gitt and Daf Chav says that if you write Shem Hashem and the Sefer Torah and it doesn't look nice, so then the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. So the Gemara says, why is it puzzle? Because of Zekeli Ben Veyu. So says the Chassam Sofer, if Zekeli Ben Veyu is only Midirabana, it's got puzzle Sefer Torah B'diyevet. So Chassam Sofer has a Harif is the Chabshat. He says that there is a din deraisa of Hidur Mitzvah, but it only applies to one mitzvah, to the writing of Shem Hashem. When you have a Shem Hashem that's written not in a nice way, that's a din deraisa. How do you know that? Zekeli v'anveyu. When you discuss the Shem Hashem, it's got to be beautiful. The fact that you're sukkah, that you're shofar, that you're menorah, everything else has got to be nice. That's not derabbanan. Those are chumras midrabbanan. So therefore, they're not ma'akev. But zekeli, if you write the Shem Hashem, it's not a mehudar. So that's a psul, even on love of deraisa. It's a chiddush gadol from Chassam Sofer. But anyway, get back to that story. So the Rashba in Brachas quotes from this Ravid that there's a din deraisa lechatchila b'mashmila oznav. So that idea that it could be a din deraisa and still be lechatchila is negated by this Ritva. It's machlokes the Harishonim. The Ritva says there's no such entity called a lechatchila deraisa. So obviously, according to the Ritva, the fact that we conclude in the sugya that lechatchila is supposed to be mashmila oznav, that can only be a din derabbanan. It cannot possibly be a din deraisa. Why is that? What kind of din derabbanan is that? If lamaisa you yaitze the mitzvah, lamaisa we paskin that the definition of dibur means that means even lo mashmil yoznov. So why did the Chum institute mashmil yoznov? What's the point to be mashmil yoznov? If you're like the Ritva, there's some kind of a drasha deraisa. I'm sorry, you're like the Rashba and the Ravi. There's some kind of a drasha deraisa called Shema, which teaches us at least on a level of lechatchila we have to be mashmil yoznov. Good. It's hard to ask kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you can ask kashas on Chazal. You can ask the kasha, why did Chazal institute it? What were they trying to accomplish? If min haTorah we paskin unequivocally that you yaitzei dibur even without mashmil yoznov, so what is the goal of being mashmil yoznov? So one could suggest possible goals. You could think of a few reasons why Chazal may have insisted lechatchila at least on being mashmil yoznov. One was maybe they were afraid. Maybe it's like a gezeira. It's a siyag that if you let people do mitzvahs without mashmil yoznov, you know, the Kriyashma starts to become, instead of being a Shema Yisrael, becomes a And then it becomes a. And then it becomes nothing. It means if you're not Mishmil Yaznov, so people tend to not even mouth the words. If a person just moves his lips, that nothing comes out at all, so that's for sure not Dibur. We're making that Dibur doesn't have to be loud enough to be able to be heard, but if you don't say anything, if a person just sits back and looks at the words of the sitters, so that's back to Hiro Lavka Dibur Dummies. That for sure is no good. So Chazal, maybe we're afraid of a slippery slope. It's like a siyog, it's like a gezeira, that if you let people do mitzvahs without being Mishmil Yaznov, so that's going to lead to a person not doing the mitzvah altogether. Well, maybe one could suggest that Chazal made this din derabanan, again, assuming against the Rav, assuming that it's a din mid derabanan, maybe they instituted the din derabanan for a different reason. Maybe it wasn't so much a halachic concern in the sense of that if you do mitzvahs in this way, next thing you know, you can do mitzvahs in another way. Maybe it's based on a different vort. Maybe it's based on, like the Sefer Chinuch writes, about the mitzvah of Sipir Tzias Mitzrayim. So I alluded to this in one of the drushes on Pesach. The Sefer Chinuch seems to have a tremendous chiddush about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sefer Chinuch writes that when you sit down to the Seder, so we all know, we got to go bincha, you have to say it over, and you can't just look at the words of the Haggadah, it's a mitzvah shebedibur, we got to go bincha, yeah. And then the Sefer Chinuch writes, and why is it that the Torah tells us that we have to be misaper? What's the whole point of being misaper? So says the Sefer Chinuch, what the Torah really wants is that we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the goal. You should walk away from the Seder that you've created a fresh memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim that hopefully keeps you l'man tizkor, keeps you going the whole year long. The real tachlis and mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Chinuch, is b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam l'ur sasas b'chuliyot to Mitzrayim. It's really a mitzvah shebalei. It's really a mitzvah b'machshava. It's supposed to get you to a certain mindset. That's what you're supposed to accomplish at the Seder. Ella what? So why does the Torah tell us to say the words? So the answer is, even without my child, even with nothing to do with telling my kid, if I'm sitting in my own Seder, I also have to say the words. Why? So I say the Chinuch writes, because we all know that if you say something, so that makes a roshim on you. That's ma'oretz alev. This is the Sefer Chinuch theory throughout all of mitzvahs. He has this step, Achareh pa'ulo simshchol levavos. Means really the Torah wants that we should, we should think about Shabbos, we should experience Shabbos, we should think of the Kedusha Shabbos. But the Torah tells you that you better make Kiddush. If you don't get up and pick up a cup of wine and say the words, so then it's going to be pure philosophy. It's not going to really make a roshim on you. The Torah wants us to remember the Yichud Hashem. So the Torah says, put on tefillin and you do a ma'aseh, so that's going to ma'oris hakavanah for Yichud Hashem. So comes the Sefer Chinuch and says, that's what's going on at the Seder also. That the real tachlis of the mitzvah is a mitzvah shebelev. It's just that you have to go through the motions. The motions are the mitzvah shebedibur. So the dibur is ma'oris hakavanah. So according to that idea that Dibur is Ma'ora Kavana, maybe one could argue it's not just by Sipur Tzias, it's only by all mitzvahs. It means the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Torah really wants, no pun intended, but in the heart of heart, the Torah wants us to have a Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim in our hearts. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who wired us, who created us, knows that to tell somebody, okay, it's 9:03 in the morning, think about Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim from today till tomorrow. Not to think about it. But 9:03 in the morning, say the words of Kriya Shema, say the words of Shema Yisrael. That's going to be Maris HaKavana through Mekabel Samach HaShemayim. The Torah really wants that we should be makatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us food. So in theory, so to speak, in a perfect world, so we should sit back and feel a tremendous sense of appreciation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu made our bodies, our souls in such a way that the way to get to that machshava is through a maisa, through a dibur, through a maisa shalom mitzvah. So that's the goal. All the mitzvahs are in that sense. Rachmana liba boy, this doesn't mean chalila v'chalila that, oh, well, I have the thought, if I don't do the mitzvah, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is smarter than we are. But the goal of many of these mitzvahs is to get to a certain machshava shebalev. If that's the case, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to get us to the point of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to get us to the point of Kriya Shabbat. One can argue that when does a dibur make a real roshim on a person? If a person hears what he says, that makes a much greater roshim on a person than a person who doesn't hear what he says. It's like in learning. That's what we say in the Stam Torah also. You're supposed to mashmil ozdav when you learn. Because when you hear something, so you talk to the experts in the area, the psychologists, people who understand the learning method, that when you hear something, you're experiencing it more than just if you just... You're barely whispering, you barely hear what you said, so that makes it much less of a roshim. So if that's the pshat, then this idea of lechatchila being mashmil yaznav, even if it's only a dirabana, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a different kind of a dirabana. It's not a dirabana, it's a siyag that do this because gezer you may not do the following. No, it's more of a machshavadik than dirabana. It's more of Chazal wanted us to accomplish this dimension of the mitzvah. This dimension to be ma'aris alafavos is going to be accomplished much greater if you're mashmil yaznav. So no matter how you slice it, It is a din lechatchila to be mashbili yozim. That's how everyone paskins. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's ma'aki. So we paskin for sure it's only lechatchila. Whether that means it's a lechatchila deraisa like the Rashbam and the Raivid, or whether it's a lechatchila derabbanan for whatever reason like the Ritva, so that's up for discussion. But there's no question that we paskin that you have to have it, and there's no question that we paskin that lemaisa doesn't disqualify the mitzvah. Is there any exception to this rule? Is there any mitzvah which is primarily a mitzvah shebedibor, that the rules change, namely that the mashmir le'ozno becomes critical, becomes even b'di'evid? So there's one possible mitzvah midirabbanon that the rules may possibly change, and that's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Why would anybody think Kriyas HaMegillah is any different? Kriyas HaMegillah, how do you know you have to read the words in the Megillah? So there also the Gemara says, Vayom Ha'ilim Nizgarim V'Nasim. So Zechira, like a Malik, that's the Mokra in the Gemara. The Gemara says that just as a Malik requires Dibur, so too Kriyas HaMegillah requires Dibur as well. So if you would ask me, I would say, Kriyas HaMegillah has going to be more common than Kriyas Shema. It's the same as any other mitzvah derabbanan. So why is it that any other mitzvah should be Dibur? The Raisa derabbanan, why should it need any higher level of Dibur? So there is a whole sugya in the Gemara, Maseches Megillah, and a strange Rambam, which at least according to some, comes out that perhaps the standards for Kriyas HaMegillah may be slightly different than other mitzvah shebedibur. So the Rambam is discussing who is kosher to be a balkari for the Megillah. So we have a general rule that only somebody who's chayiv in a mitzvah can be motzi in the mitzvah. So the Rambam lists off who are some people who can't be motzi in Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Rambam says a chayrish can't be motzi in Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's a very, very startling statement of the Rambam, because how in the world would you think the Chayrish could be Motziyu? The Chayrish usually means someone who's Eina Medava Vena Shemeya. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that some Chayrish of the Halacha is Eina Medava Vena Shemeya. If a person just can't hear, we wouldn't call him a Chayrish. If someone who can speak but can't hear is Chayv and all mitzvahs in the Torah, someone who can hear, can speak, is also chayv in all mitzvahs. An elam is the only time that the halacha differentiates between a chayrish and puts the chayrish in the category of chayrish ed v'katan is only if he's an einu medaber v'einu shomea. So when the Rambam uses the phrase that a chayrish ed v'katan is in effect potter from Kriyas HaMegillah, he can't be mitzvah in Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Rambam is talking about an einu medaber v'einu shomea. How is he going to read the Megillah if by definition he can't speak? So then what in the world, what's he going to do to be mitzvah in the Megillah? How can he even discuss the Shaila? Can he be mitzvah if he can't speak? So obviously the Chayrish that the Rambam must be talking about is not the pure halachic Chayrish. It's more the colloquial Chayrish, namely a person who can't hear. A guy who can speak, but a person can't hear. So such a person is potter from Kriyas HaMegillah. That's what the Rambam says. He can speak perfectly well, but he can't hear. He can't be the Balkari to read the Megillah for me. So the question is, if that's what the Rambam's talking about, so why is that true? Why should it be? So what he can't hear? Asma, he's still chayv in mitzvahs. So if he's a regular Jew, he's chayv in all mitzvahs shebetorah, he's a bar das. So then why in the world can't he be the Valkyrie? The fact that he can't hear, why should that make a difference? So comes the Beis Yosef and he says, he thinks the answer is that Kriyas HaMegillah is different. He thinks that Kriyas HaMegillah, the halacha requires that you have to be mashmir le'oznav. That when it comes to Kriyash, when it comes to Brachas, Kiddush, all of the mitzvahs, so then it's good enough just to say the words. And even though you don't hear, the chetchila should hear it, but b'di'evid you don't have to hear. When it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the din is, Chazal formulated the mitzvah in such a way that you have to mashmir li'oznav, but if you're not mashmir li'oznav, then you're not even yaitzi b'di'evid. So what that means is, according to the Beis Yosef's version of the Rambam, that a chayrish, but even a colloquial chayrish, one who can speak but can't hear, by definition is potter from Kriyas HaMegillah. How can you be chayv in a mitzvah that you can't possibly perform? Let's say a chayrish, even a person who can speak but can't hear, is obviously potter from Tkiyas Shofar. Since you have to hear Tkiyas Shofar, if you can't hear, you can't hear it. So potter min hadavar. So the chayrish that the Rambam is referring to is not someone who's potter from all mitzvahs in the Torah. He has to put on tefillin, he has to keep Shabbat, he has to keep kosher. But Kriyas HaMegillah is potter from, because Kriyas HaMegillah is a type of a mitzvah that requires even b'di'evid mashmir li'ozno. The question is what? Manishtana Kriyas HaMegillah from Kriyas HaMegillah, from all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. So the Beis Yosef says two magic words. The two magic words are Pursu Menisa. That Chazal wasn't enough the person just to say the Megillah. The person just says the Megillah, so he doesn't even hear it himself. So what kind of registering of the story? It's almost like we said in the Chinuch, it's not the Oris Alev. It doesn't accomplish the goal of the mitzvah. So it's not accomplishing the goal of the mitzvah Pursu Menisa. So says the Beis Yosef, that talk of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is different from all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, mitzvah Shibadibor, you hear, you don't hear a big deal. I said, but Yetzi anyway. So the person who's Madab in a Shemeah could be he could be Mitzi in Mitzvahs also. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, so no, that's no good. That Madab in a Shemeah, is cannot be yoytzer the mitzvah even b'diyaved, because he's not going to be mashmir la'aznav. This Beis Yosef, if this is found in the Rambam, this would be a tremendous chumrah in Kriyas HaMegillah. Let's say the guy's not a cheresh, a regular guy. He's reading the Megillah, and he's reading to himself. He doesn't want to read too loud. He's reading to himself, and he reads it very low. He doesn't hear every word of the Megillah. So then, according to this Beis Yosef, he wouldn't be yoytzer b'diyaved. This would be a big chumrah for a lot of people. Don't follow this Beis Yosef. Because I don't say we follow this, I don't say we pass like this. A lot of people, if they miss a word in the Megillah, so we tell them, we encourage them, just catch up quickly. Say the word to yourself. So we're not encouraging them to scream the word out on top of their lungs. We don't want to interrupt everybody else. So usually people just whisper the word to themselves. I would imagine, I've been listening to every person catching up, I would imagine some people, when they whisper that word, they whisper it very, they don't want to bother the person, rightfully so. They don't want to pester the person next to them. So they just whisper the word. You're low. It could be they didn't hear the word themselves. So according to the Beis Yosef, you wouldn't be yaitzei, because Kriyas HaMegillah is a different mitzvah. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah that requires a Shmuel Oznav. So the Taz says, he doesn't think that's the correct Pshat in the Rambam. The Taz says he doesn't think there's any such requirement of Mashmil Oznav by Kriyas HaMegillah. There's nothing above and beyond any other mitzvah. The same as Kriyas Shema, we pass him in the Ebdiyon for Mashmil Oznav. So what's the Rambam talking about? Says the Taz, the Chayrish is worse than an Eidah Mashmir Le'aznav, because the Chayrish is not Roy Lekachis. The old Tzugi of Ein Bila Me'akevizbay. We'll have to talk a little bit more. We'll start off with this next week. But basically the Taz says that there's a difference between a person who could theoretically hear himself and a person who could not hear himself even if he wanted to. If a regular healthy person who's saying the words in the Megillah, Hebe Mechashmeh, which is very, very low, he doesn't hear himself. All right, so the evidence is in the mitzvah. That's not what the Rambam's talking about. Rambam's talking about a guy who, if he wanted to, if he screamed at his loud as he could, he still wouldn't hear him, because the Nebuch is a cheresh. So says the Taz, that's what the Rambam meant. Someone who mamish can't hear at all is worse than a person who's not Mishmir La'azna. Someone who can't hear is potter, because it's Eino Roy L'Bila. He doesn't even have the ability to hear. That's a low level in terms of the ability to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Taz says that would be true, not by Megillah, but by all mitzvahs. That if a person takas medav v'ani shemei, he doesn't have the ability to be meshmili yaznav, so that would not be that would be less than a person. That's even worse than a person who can have the ability to be meshmili yaznav, just happens to ma'isa not to be meshmili yaznav. So according to the Taz, we can be malamit chos and all the people who, when they catch up to the Megillah, so they're not so careful to say it so loud. Because according to the Taz, they don't have to, as long as they're a regular person who can hear, even though they personally didn't hear. But the evidence, at least, they would still be yaitzir mitzvah. So upon him, the basic starting point of all the sugyas is that we pass in halacha that you don't really need meshmili yaznav. Lechatchil you do, maybe the raisa, the rabbanim, but the evidence not ma'akev. The only possible mitzvah, maybe it's ma'akev, is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And even that, we're not even sure that that's the correct shot in the Rambam. So for this Shema next week, we'll continue with other definitions of Dibur and how it plays out. I want to continue with this Taz a little bit also, because it touches on some other dimensions related to the sugyas of Dibur by other mitzvahs as well. Okay.